Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf. Hey, Ksuvos 5. We're going to start in the very bottom of Ksuvos Dalet Amud Beis, bottom of 4b, where the Gemara has a brayse, and the brayse says, Bein kach u bein kach, lo yivol ro be'erev Shabbos, lo be'motzei Shabbos. That a person is not allowed to have their first intercourse with their bride on Friday night or on a Saturday night. So the Gemara says, well, what's the reasoning for this? Bishlam be'erev Shabbos mishum chabura. We understand that on Friday night there's a concern that a person might, when they're having the intercourse with their bride, a person is going to make a wound in her, because the Gemara is going to say that the Gemara is going to discuss on Ardaf, on Hayama Beis, what exactly is the prohibition when a person has a first intercourse with their virgin bride on Shabbos. And the reason is because a person is making a wound. And so some say that it's because you're creating blood. And the other, this is amongst the commentaries, and some say because you're maybe dying, you're causing the blood to dye the skin. And some say that the reason is because you're like crushing something, and you're removing the blood, like mepharic, removing the blood from the place where it's connected to the body. But so we understand why the first intercourse with a virgin is not allowed to be on a Friday night. What's the problem with a Saturday night? So the Gemara explained on the top of our daf, Amar Rabbi Zera taught, the reason is mishum chashbonos, and if you're going to have the first bia on a Saturday night, then we're going to assume that you're going to make the meal then also on Friday night, on Saturday night. Rashi says, Shem yachnos l'motzei Shabbos, yaseh suda b'layla. You're going to make the meal that night, and therefore you're going to think on Shabbos. V'yachshov b'Shabbos, ma'u tzarach l'hotzei. You're going to start thinking about Shabbos, about your big wedding party on Saturday night. And it says in Isaiah chapter 58, "V'daber davar," that you're not allowed to do the cheshbonos, these calculations on Shabbos itself, and that's going to be a problem, that you're starting to think about business on Shabbos. So Amarway Abaye interrupts this brisa and asks a question on Rabbi Zera. He says, how could Rabbi Zera say that the reason why we're not allowed to get married, have the first be on Saturday night, is because you're going to do cheshbonos on Shabbos, these calculations on Shabbos? But this is a cheshbonos of a mitzvah. This is a calculation of a mitzvah. Cheshbonos shel mitzvah, mi asiri. Is it really prohibited to make a calculation with respect to a mitzvah? Because didn't we learn in Masechta Shabbos that there are several commentaries that say that cheshbonos of a mitzvah are actually mutter, they're actually allowed on Shabbos. And the Gemara now is going to cite these positions. The Gemara says, this all comes from Shabbos Kuf Nun. The Gemara says, V'ha Rav Chizdev Rav Amnuna D'Amri Trevayu Cheshbonos Shal Mitzvah Mutter L'Cheshvam B'Shabbos. And if it's a calculation of a mitzvah, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And as examples of this is, for example, how much money you're going to raise to redeem captives, or if you want to build a synagogue, or if you want to calculate how many guests are going to come to you, or to calculate gematria, the numerical numbers on Shabbos, all these, the numerical value of certain holy words on Shabbos. So all these things are allowed to do on Shabbos. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, not only are you allowed to do calculations on Shabbos, but you're also, not only are you allowed to think about how much you're going to give to the poor people on Shabbos, but also poskin tzedakah l'aniyim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to actually declare, I'm going to give this and this amount of money to poor people on Shabbos, and this and this amount of money to a specific poor person. So you're specifically allowed to do that on Shabbos, even though the Ran asks, but then we learn in Beitza that you're not allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos, you're not allowed to dedicate something to the temple on Shabbos, because it's similar to business. But if that's the case, how are they allowing poor people to give money to poor people on Shabbos? And so the Ran answers that you're only prohibited to give a specific utensil, because that's like business. But to say that I have to give amount of money to charity, that's going to be, to a poor person, that's going to be allowed. And in third position, the Gemara says, a third authority says, V'amar Rabbi Yaakov, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Holchin l'batei kenesios l'batei medrashos. Another example of how you're allowed to be engaged in communal activities on Shabbos, you're allowed to go to the synagogues and the Beis Medrash, and you're allowed to talk there with keach al iskei rabim. You're allowed to talk about the communal needs, even though even though you're not allowed to benefit from the synagogue and the Beit Midrash for your own personal benefit and for non-sacred activities, but for the needs of the community, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. So we see that that's another area where you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So again, here's another proof that you're allowed to do chashbonos on Shabbos for the purpose of a wedding. And fourth, we say, Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mefachim Pikuach Nefesh HaShabbos. You're allowed to also talk about saving a life on Shabbos, to save people. And this is Pikuach Nefesh, so for sure you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. And another, a fifth example, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Hochen Letartios Ol Karkios. You're allowed to go to these are the words, the pre-theater and the circuses. This is where the rulers would be. Lefakech Litzkei Ravim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to show up at these theaters and circuses to engage in the communal needs on Shabbos. V'tanin d'mei Menashe, and he said, "Meshatchen al tinokos la'eris b'Shabbos, and al tinoku amdo sefer, amdo umnis." And you're allowed to do shiduchim, to arrange for shiduchim on Shabbos, and you're also allowed, and you're also allowed to arrange for a teacher to teach your children on Shabbos to establish that. So therefore, what's the reason why you don't get on Saturday nights? Or Rabbi Zera changed it and says the reason why you don't get married on Saturday night is gezera shema yishlot ben of, because we're worried that you might come to slaughter an animal on Shabbos for the purpose of the meal, that the caterers get all excited and you'll forget that it's Shabbos and you'll slaughter the animal for the purposes of Shabbos.